Okay, I'm going to just now step you through the first 50 swings. We're just going to take the first one and move to the next 10, the next 25, get to 50. And then if you'd like, just start this over again and you'll have 100. Do that two times, you got 200. Another two times, you got 300. The more you take on a daily basis, on a regular basis, the better hitter you're going to be. Okay, I know you want to be a great hitter, so let's get started. Let's go ahead, take your first swing. Here we go. Okay, now we've got it. Now what we want to do is just keep getting consistent, getting better each and every hit. Okay, take another. Okay, all right. Now each time, what we're trying to do is make sure our eyes are riveted on that ball, just like a laser beam. Okay, did you see that hole when you were finished? That's how much you want to see that ball. You want to see where, what, you know, letters on your bat or what spot on the bat hit what spot on the ball. The goal here is to hit the sweet spot of the bat right through the ball, right through the center of the ball in the direction that you want the ball to leave the bat from. Okay. There we go. Good. Now let's take a few more. Let's get going. We want to get to a place. Don't get lazy on the swing. Got to have each and every one be perfect. Try and get as many perfect ones as you can in a row. Okay. Let's try another. Here we go. Boom. There we go. Let's go. Keep that head in. Should start out on that front shoulder. You know, when you finish, it'll probably be on your back shoulder because you're now seeing that hole when you're done. That's the best hit. Okay, one more and you'll already be to 10 swings. Okay, did it go off the bat in the direction you wanted it to go? Are you hitting it where you want to go? We like a ball to go, if you're right in the middle of the plate, you want it to go back up the middle. An outside pitch, you don't have to drive it hard, you're going to be able to hit it to the opposite field. And an inside pitch, you need to turn on it, get those hips around, and drive it to your pull side. Okay. All right. Don't let the get lazy on us again still. Each and every swing is good or better than your last at bat, as good as the one you're going to take in the game. These should all be game-like swings. You want to get your hands going. See where your elbow is in relation to your hands. But one of the real keys here is get that knee pointed to the pitcher. Okay. So now we're going to work on the lower part of your body. Drive with the hips. Get the power in it you want. Okay, what we don't want to do when we're getting our power, go ahead and try and hit it as hard as you can. Hit it square. Just drive through the ball again. Sweet spot of the bat to the middle of the ball. Drive through. Okay, as we do that, though, we don't want to lose our head on the ball. Okay. One more. We got 20 in. You can do it. Make this a great swing. Good. Okay. We've got 20 in. So let's move on. Keep going. Just like seeing great hit after great hit. And then the more you build this muscle memory in, the more you have ready for you to take with you to the game swing. If there's something that you're working on, to get rid of a bad habit or to embed a good habit, work on that. Just keep working on what you're doing. Again, we're going to try and turn that knee, back knee to the pitcher. Another way to say that is belly button to the pitcher. So when you finish, you can check those points. Did you drive it hard? But as you do that, did you pull your head off the ball? We're almost halfway home. Here we are. Right there. Great. Okay. Let's go finish the last 25. And if we're going to keep on going to the other stuff, you'll know exactly where you are. Just want to keep going. Again, your eyes on the ball, turning shoulder to shoulder. Make sure you can start on your front shoulder, in on your back shoulder, because that should put you right in line with seeing the ball right off the bat here, right off the tee. So let's go whack. Come on, you can do it. You're a great hitter. You're becoming a better hitter. Let's just keep using that energy. All right, that's 30 right there. Okay. So another thing you may want to work on is make sure your hands are staying in close to your body as you pull. Don't let it cast out away from you. Be working it. Okay. Just head on it. Knee turned. Hips drive through the ball. Smack it hard. We want to have good, strong, solid hits. Make sure now we're starting to get a little bit more tired maybe. Just keep pressing. Every swing has to be a game swing. If they're not good swings, they don't count. There we go. Good swing. They've got to be. Try and see how many in a row we can do as a perfect swing. That's what we're trying to do. We want all 50, obviously, or to be there. You want all of the ones that you're practicing on to be there. But if we can't, let's start small. Let's get one in a row. Let's get two perfect ones. Let's go for 3 and 5. And see if you can do a stretch of 10 in a row. They've got to be good, perfect swing for the muscle memory to really embed in there so that you can do exactly what you want to do. Just envision yourself in the game, hitting that great hit. See if where the ball is going, if that's exactly where you wanted it to go. Did you get the pitch you wanted to pitch? Is this what you're practicing? There we go. We're through 40. Now you can just keep on doing it. See if you can finish these 10 really solid hits now. Just work on it. Get the perfect swing, rotation on the ball. Just your hips rotating. Just get the hands coming through the way you want them to. Head right on the ball where you want it to. Position the bat through the ball, drive through it, and get it going right to where you wanted it to go. Envision a spot that you'd like it to go and hit it there. Always, of course, you might as well envision hitting it in a gap or in a hole between fielders. Don't envision just whacking away at it. Have a purpose up there. Have it hit, you know. Try to go for extra bases. Try to hit through a hole someplace. But any way you do it, hit it hard. Because no matter if it's hit the same place, but hit hard versus hit light, obviously the harder to defend the ones that are hit hard. So let's just keep hitting hard. But as you hit hard, don't lose your focus on your head. Don't let that pull out of there. See how many times you can see the hole on the tee when you're done. Just keep going. You know, you're the great hitter. You're focused. Smack. There we go. Just a couple more. You can do it. Make these last couple ones really the best swings of the whole time. Sure, you're tired, but it's the last of the... And there's a couple people on base. You've got to get them in. Come on, you can do it. Last one. Perfect swing. finish on a good one. Have that muscle memory just riveted into your body. Great. Okay. I hope you had a great time. If you can work harder, longer, start it again and we'll go another 10, 20, 50, and even more. Good job. Talk to you later. Thanks.